Today's solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, marks the end of the liturgical year. And as we often do at the end of something, we take stock of what has happened, what was good, and what we could have done better. This past year was not an easy year for all of us. After the fear of the coronavirus seems to be under better control, we are living through wars, polarization, hate, and climate catastrophes. Indeed, the world is in crisis. Today's gospel from Matthew offers us the last speech of Jesus before his entry into his passion. Even in life, we find ourselves at the end of an experience or a relationship or a life, we try to say what is most important. You know, we hear, "I love you. Look after your mother. Take care of yourself." For this very reason, the words that Jesus pronounces in his speech have an important value to us. The last words of Jesus as a teacher to his disciples concern simple gestures of everyday life. Feeding the hungry, visiting the sick, visiting the poor, the list goes on. In this time of evil and confusion, we need to ask ourselves the question, how much love are we putting into the obvious things of life? The obvious things of life are those things that the heart cannot see. Simple gestures are what really are needed now. Our Catholic tradition has indicated that these gestures that Jesus presents in the gospel are the corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit prisoners, bury the dead, and give alms to the poor. Jesus talks about these gestures and invites them to carry them in order for us to recognize the human dignity of others. However, there is another step that Jesus invites us to take, and this is the foundation of all the others. Identifying with the least. Going to look for the one who is in need means going to look for Jesus. This means finding God. Performing these acts of mercy are a faith lived. God allows himself to be found in the smallness of life. Thus, it is a beautiful reaffirmation, this solemnity of Christ, the King of the universe, because contemplating this smallness helps us to purify our ideas of affirmation, power, glory, and success, as well as pride. Contemplating the humbleness and the smallness of our King is adequate healing for our ideas of power and success. We are the baptized members of the body of Christ. We nourish ourselves with the Word of God. We also nourish ourselves with the real food of Jesus Christ present in the sacraments. And there is to be that constant conversion of heart, being able to think of the things that are above. But also, when we look at the things of this earth, looking at the things that need our help and our care. The best way to celebrate the solemnity of Christ, the King of the universe, is to imitate him. Imitate him in your humility. Imitate him by doing the works of mercy. imitating him by going to God, asking for the grace to be willing to listen to the word and to have the willingness to address the needs of others.